Hello everyone, welcome to Mast News. My name is Victor. Today we will speak about the USA's presidential elections. In the studio, there is Lisa, Corentin, Juliette and Pierre.
Hello. Hello!
This year's election have been very strange. On February 3rd, 2020, the election began with the primaries. But in March, COVID-19 upset all. The candidates couldn't meet the population normally, so they used the media. In August, the Democrat convention chose a candidate for the presidential election, Joe Biden. For the Republicans, Donald Trump is candidate again. Because of the COVID-19, about 1 million Americans voted in advance by mail. Let's listen Lisa, our expert in American politics. She will speak about the differences between the French electoral system and the American electoral system.
The American citizens elect the Electoral College. There are a certain number of pupils in the Electoral College for each state. The majority of great electors of state goes to the candidate who wins, even the difference isn't very important. This system is called the winners take it all. It isn't very fair for certain persons. There are 538 great electors. It is an indirect system. In France, citizens vote directly for the president.
Thanks, Lisa. Perrine, our reporter, interviewed passerbys.
What do you think about the election in United States?
I find there are lots of countries which are interested in the US elections.
Elections are very long.
There is not enough candidate.
I think that it's good to change president because it will change things in USA.
I think they are long because it takes 1 week counting of the vote.
What do you think about candidates? Why?
I think Trump is really crazy, but I don't know Joe Biden's idea.
The two candidates of USA are too old for elections.
I think that Biden will be a good president of USA because he takes good decisions.
I don't have opinion because I am not interested.
They are completely crazy because they are rich.
Do you think that the American system of voting is right?
The American system is not fair because it's not the population who voted.
I think that the population should vote rather than the great electors.
Fair but not fair at the same time because people vote indirectly.
Yes, I agree with American system that Biden who has won.
Thanks, Perrine. Hello, Pierre. I have some question about Donald Trump. Who is he? Why was he elected in 2016? Why has he lost the 2020 elections against Joe Biden? Why hasn't he accepted the election result?
Donald John Trump is born in New York. He was a TV animator and a businessman. Even though he didn't have any political experience, he became the 45th President of the United States of America. He got elected because he wanted to make America great again. He wanted to do this by building a wall to block the Mexicans. This project interests some people, but mostly the elite and the rich. He was not elected because people were bored of him, and he didn't manage the epidemic correctly by saying that people don't need to wear a mask, and because he survived the virus and said that it couldn't kill, which was a shame for all the people who died from it. He didn't admit his defeat because he has bad faith and an enormous ego.
Thanks, Pierre. Hello, Corentin. I have some question about Joe Biden. Who is Joe Biden? And why have the Americans voted for him?
Joseph Biden Jr., known as Joe Biden, was born in November the 20th, in 1942. He lived in Scranton in Pennsylvania. When he was a child, he stammered. He married with Nayla Hunter. With her, they had 2 boys and 1 girl. But after a car accident, his daughter and his wife died. He remarried with Nayla Hunter. They had a daughter. Joe Biden was elected in the United States Senate for the Democratic Party from 1987 to 1995. In 2008, he was elected as vice president of Barack Obama. He was elected this year as president of the United States because many Americans don't want Trump anymore.
Thanks, Corentin. Hello, Juliette. According to you, what did Donald Trump bring at the USA? And what did he do during his mandate?
Hello! Donald Trump was elected in November 2016. We promised to reduce migration flow, global free politics and lobbyist elites. Almost 4 years later, all that remains is an endless stream of tweets. Scandals, extreme political polarization and many broken promises. Trump had a third choice and pointed to the Supreme Court just before the elections. 28 environmental decisions are laid quietly removed during his presidency, and we did nothing to burn or restrict the use of weapons in the country.
Thanks, Juliet, for this information. It's the end of our program. Thanks for listening, and don't forget, on the end of January 2021, another program will be realized. See you!